When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you hooligans? How you guys doing? Welcome to Odyssey and BitChute, the alt-tech platform where I do not have to worry about getting censored like I do on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to these channels because these type of videos will only be on these channels. You won't find them on YouTube, Facebook, or anything else. It's unleashed here. No bullshit attached. Today, what I'm going to talk about is all these fucking morons that Hooked on fucking Phonics didn't work for. Now, what do I mean? I mean, you have some ignorant ass people that don't know their head from their ass. I get it. Motorcycle clubs is a big topic. I get it. Protocol channels is a big topic. But there is so much more to the biker scene than just fucking motorcycle clubs. Now, when we do the biker news, one of the favorites of these Hooked on Phonics dropouts are, you shouldn't be putting club business on the internet. Let's stop there. Biker news. You heard that, right? News is in there. Meaning, we cover what has already been put in the public sphere through newspapers, through regular nightly news programs, and try to give a viewpoint from a biker standpoint, but at the same time, that ain't freaking club business. Now, I understand a lot of people really love pulling the peckers of clubs. I get it. But at the same time, our platform isn't just for clubs. There's independents out there, and which, by the way, I got a YouTube channel just for independent stuff. Just like I said in one video that I wasn't going to do anything about clubs anymore. That was meant for that channel. That is on me. My apologies for not explaining it to all you Hooked on Phonic dropouts good enough. I think that's why this country's so messed up. Is because people, when they watch a video, they'll only watch 4 or 5 minutes of it. They won't get the whole damn story. And with that interview with the cop that I did, I always bash cops. So I figured it was only right to bring on somebody to give their point of view, which enabled me to ask a ton of hard questions and follow-ups. Something that you don't see from a lot of creators. When they bring a guest on, they're all hunky-dory. They don't challenge them. Where I refuse to do that. When I do an interview, I want to make sure I ask the tough questions. I've seen a lot of creators do that. And I believe you got to ask guests uncomfortable questions. That way it gets them off balance. At the same time, if you see an interview going a little fast where I don't hit a follow-up, it's because I only allot a certain amount of time for that interview. Sometimes these interviews go and play on the radio. Most of the times they go on our podcasting platforms. We like to keep everything at 15 minutes. Interviews at 30 minutes. And there's a reason for that. Because I know that a lot of people don't have time to listen to a whole segment. That's why we got the morning hoot Monday through Friday, so we can really have a show. It's about an hour long, and we have all kinds of fun. So when you have people that don't understand this, which, hey, by the way, I got thick skin. I don't care if one fucking creator hates me or another one. We're going to hit back, and we're going to hit hard. And guess what? It's entertainment for us. So they're really making themselves look like fucking fools. Because they'll hit us, we're going to hit them back. Because that's what kind of freaking platform we are on, is an entertainment platform. And we're going to use anything we can to give you entertainment. So, you know, just to drop that bomb right there. That's why I always laugh when, you know, they'll talk shit in one video. We come back twice as hard and just keep on going because they don't know how to shut up. They don't know how to manage your business. They don't know how to go against a platform that really takes its cue from the shock jock air. But going back to these Hooked on Phonic dropouts, some of the comments that you really find annoying, if you will, is the ones where you know they didn't watch the whole damn thing. They didn't listen to what was going on. They didn't read between the lines of what was going on. They just want to give their opinion to be fucking heard. And it's always the same. If you're questioning what a club might have done in the news, or you hear, why are you putting club business out on the air, it just shows how fucking ignorant you really are. Do you really think that some of these clubs are going to go up to freaking Fox News or CNN and tell them, hey, you're putting our club business out there? No, they're not. But you have the advantage of watching people that are called third-party creators, meaning they're not in the mainstream media. Meaning you're going to get a whole different type of take on a particular story that you won't get from them. But that's hard to understand for a lot of people. I think that personally, I would want to get two sides of everything. Or I would at least want to get an opinion. That way I can form my own thoughts on the subject. So, yeah, people are, they're incredibly big morons out there. And we wonder why we have such trouble in this country is because the low-educated person. It's not only happening with regular citizens, it's happening in the biker scene. You know, half of these creators don't understand. It has to be as high as 30 to 35% of the people that watch them and give opinions don't even have a motorcycle. But they let their egos get out of check. They let these type of people who have no ties to the scene at all give their opinions like they're God Almighty. Sure, this is a damn business. I get it. But like I say in the weekly newsletter, which you can find the link in the description box, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. People don't do their research. Why the hell would you want to listen to anybody that don't have a motorcycle on something that's happening in the biker scene? While it's a business, you want clicks. Hey, I want clicks. I want this and I want that. My platform happens to be a radio-based type of deal. Now, my other channel is about independent stuff. I'm not going to talk about clubs over there. Because, again, there is more things besides a damn motorcycle club. hey, I support their rights. I support what they want to do. But at the same time, I don't think they represent everything in the biker scene. It's actually the independents that represent everything that happens in the biker scene. So, wanted to give you my outlook on the Hook on Phonic dropouts. That was the biggest thing I wanted to give you guys out of this video. Again, don't forget to subscribe to it, because videos like this is only coming out on the Alltech platforms where there's no censorship. I already would have got pulled down on this one over on YouTube. If you mention certain things, boom, you're gone. Which, hey, that's why I'm sticking to a straight news platform for biker news, doing independent stuff over there, and my true thoughts will come out on Odyssey and BitChute. Don't forget also to subscribe to that free newsletter. I'm going to be putting out some hardcore opinions in that as well. And to all you pussified creators that whine and cry like a bitch on their period, is all I have to say to you. Grow the fuck up. You want to put your opinion out there? Fine. But it's going to keep steam fucking rolling over here. Just so you know. Anyway. You guys take care. Have a good one. I'll see you next week right here on Odyssey and BitChute. Talk to you later. Rock on.
Download the Insane Throttle Radio app and listen to the hottest modern rock on the planet. No commercials at all. Just hard rock and roll, baby. Download the Insane Throttle Radio app for Android now on Google Play. Rock on!